Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 38 of the letters of John. Today's title is His Love is Perfected in Us. God's love for me is perfect because it's based on Him, not me. So even when I fail, He keeps loving me. Our text today is 1 John 4:11 through 12. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. John, the beloved disciple, refers to God's children as the beloved. The word beloved in the Greek is an adjective form of the verb agape. Agape is the highest form of love because it is the love that God has for us. One option of translation for the word beloved is loved by God. John places a double emphasis on God's love for us as he begins verse 11. He essentially states, those loved by God, we ought to love one another since God so loved us. John Stott, in the letters of John, an introduction and commentary, provides great insight into 1 John 4:11. The historical manifestation of God's love in Christ not only assures us of His love for us, but lays upon us the obligation to love one another. No one who has been to the cross and seen God's immeasurable and unmerited love displayed there can go back to a life of selfishness. Indeed, the implication seems to be that our love should resemble His love. Since God so loved us, we also ought in like manner, and to a like degree, or self-sacrifice, to love one another, from the self-sacrifice of Christ. Rick Williamson, in a commentary in the Wesleyan tradition, gives a great explanation of 1 John 4:12. That God is unseen is a consistent biblical emphasis. An identical statement appears in John 1:18, no one has ever seen God. Exodus 33:20 is representative of Old Testament teaching. There, the Lord told Moses, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." The New Testament describes God as invisible. The perfect tense "has seen" stresses that God was not seen in the past and continues to be unseen in the present. Although no one can directly see God, God is knowable to some extent since He lives in us as we live out His love for others. Love from God, incarnate, in followers of Jesus, powerfully demonstrates God's purpose in the world. Even if God cannot be seen directly, as Gnostic heretics thought, God can be seen when His people act in love. John insists that divine love infused into us can be perfected. That is, it fulfills its purpose, or achieves its end, among us as we live in love. His love is made complete. This verb shows that God brings us to the goal He has in mind for us. Christian excellence is not a human achievement based on merit or struggle. It is God graciously at work, achieving His intentions for us as we love one another. Through the Holy Spirit's presence, God resides in every believer. Currently, Jesus cannot be seen on earth in a bodily form because He is seated at the right hand of God's throne. However, Christ can be seen through the love that believers show for one another. As the love of God develops and matures in the lives of growing Christians, His love is made complete through His children. Here are some questions to consider today. Are you prone to forgetting that in Christ you are beloved? How can knowing you are constantly loved by God give you more consistency in your love for others? How can you trust God to perfect His love in you while you continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling? In other words, how do you work out your salvation while God continues to perfect His love through your life? In what ways are you challenged and convicted, knowing that the world can see Christ through your Christian love for other people? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.